Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number 855-453, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Here with you, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
All right, we're going to jump right back into your phone calls here. Tommy is on the line in Glasgow. You said that there's some sort of a football, we call it soccer here, but that sport, there's a controversy happening, some sort of dust-up. What's happening out there?
Right. I spoke to you before, prior. My background, Glasgow Celtic, the team I follow, we come from Ireland. The oppression has happened in Scotland and Ireland against the Catholic minority. In Scotland, the Catholic is a minority. In Ireland, they are the majority. But even so, Britain invaded them many years ago. And this is quite, I have to give this revision of history because it's quite important. Because where we stand just now, well, it's basically the two football teams are basically the last remnants of an ancient war that was fought between the kings of Britain and Ireland, fought for control over hundreds of years, and then, as I say, the supplantation of the indigenous population of Ireland and the slaughter of a million people. And it's still fresh because Glasgow Celtic was formed on the back of that. And what happened in the last 20 years is this clan, that we'd call them Glasgow Rangers, they have set about decimating the whole of Scottish football with a form of voodoo economics, if you like. And what they've done, they flooded Scottish football with a tsunami of money. And all the rest of the clubs went into huge amounts of debt to try and keep up. And now we're finding out that this team...
Wait a minute,
Glasgow
slow down
Rangers,
for a moment here. Let me make sure I'm following you here. So you're saying there's one particular football team, and what's their name?
Glasgow Rangers.
The Glasgow Rangers.
And what...
And you're saying they're flooding the game with money? What does it mean when you say that?
Well, they had a rich owner who was worth hundreds of millions of pounds, or so he led people believe. But what he did, he went to the bank and he was a capitalist. He was into steel. He was a steel magnate. But he was highly leveraged at the bank. So the bank gave him huge amounts of money. And so with the financial meltdown of the last 4 years, the bank began calling in money from all everyone. And this wealthy industrialist was in debt to the tune, and is in debt to the tune of about 800, 900 million.
And is he taking this money and spending it on, just to clarify, he's taking money from the bank and spending it on his team, basically, like hiring the best players? Or what's he doing with this hundreds of millions of dollars or pounds or whatever?
Right, so roughly, the debt for Glasgow Rangers is 134 million, and the tax man, the tax bill, what they've not paid, we're waiting for a decision now, but they reckon they owe the tax man 90 million pounds sterling. And what this has done, this has allowed them to have a financial doping, as they're calling it, or cheating. They've gave them, it's the equivalent of the New York Yankees being allowed to spend 90 million and the New York Jets only being allowed to spend 9 million. Well, what will happen? That will be an unfair advantage, an unfair sporting advantage. And this is what's happened in Scottish football. And sadly, the media, the mainstream media, has been complicit for all these years, sitting on their hands while this happened. And I'm putting this call out to you to send investigative journalists to look into it, because I'm standing here shouting to the planet and saying, contact UEFA. If you're in the United States of America, contact UEFA, UEFA.com. At the bottom right hand, contact us and ask to speak to
what
David
is UEFA?
Taylor,
what is UEFA.com?
Michel Platini.
Tommy, calm down for just a moment. What is UEFA?
UEFA is the governing body of football, and they're supposed to be doing an investigation. But what is happening, Rangers at this moment are managing to do a huge cover-up, because what you have to understand is Scotland became the home of Freemasonic people when after the Crusades, the leader of the Freemasons, Jack de Molay, the Knights Templars, who went on the Crusades to the Holy Land. So what happened? They were being burnt to the stake by the Pope in France.
And what does that have to do with the football teams?
What's that have to do with football?
Let me explain. The Freemasons were given shelter in Scotland. Check the Da Vinci Code out. And what happened? Then the Freemasonic rites, Scotland is a base for Freemasonry, and the Freemasons who took over the United States of America. And what I'm saying to you, they've got a huge, big cover-up in Scottish football.
So wait
they've
a minute, I'm still confused.
And it's a cover-up.
Tommy, do the Freemasons run the Glasgow team?
Okay, hold on. Tommy, I have to say, I'm pretty confused. This seems like a really important issue to you, and so let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying the Rangers, the Glasgow Rangers, have over $90 million in or pound silver sterling debt because of bank loans. I thought there was money that they owed to the banks
million,
as well.
$140 million.
To the banks. Okay, so they owe $140 million to the banks, and you're saying this is somehow unfair because other teams weren't given the same loans or they didn't ask for those same loans? What's the real issue here?
The real issue is that they have not paid their bills to the taxman and to other football clubs and to the banks.
And you're saying the media over in Scotland and you're saying the media in Scotland is ignoring this story, that this is not news over there?
They're telling lies to cover up and to protect Rangers and to protect parties who have committed this fraud, parties who have committed this corruption of football, because, like I said to you, if you give the New York Yankees $90 million and the New York Jets $9 million, well, and you say go
eventually,
and
I heard what you said, Tommy. You don't need to repeat yourself. But now, eventually, the bank's going to want their money, right? I mean, it's not like the bank's just going to waive that $140 million to the sports team. So
no, it's not that. It's the government. The government. They have not paid taxes.
Well, I support people not paying taxes. I mean, I don't think people should pay taxes, do you?
But you can imagine the disadvantage that it puts the other teams at that do pay.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that other slaves are upset by people not paying taxes, but I think it's heroic
to
not pay taxes.
Another thing as well, one last thing, yeah, what they have done, the tax bill that they owe to the government is so high because what they did, they found a loophole where they gave two contracts to their players. So it meant that the contract that they gave should only be one contract, but they were giving them two contracts so that they could pay them one payment in the UK and another payment in an offshore trust in somewhere
Sweet.
Like the Bermuda or the Bermuda Triangle. And the money has just appeared.
You know, you never hear enough about the Bermuda Triangle these days. Hey, Tommy, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And I guess, you know, some people are really... You know, they think sports is a very important topic, and sometimes there's some real controversies going on with sports. And
I want to see the Yankees play the Jets is what I want to see.
There's also a lot of speculative betting with sports, and of course a lot of people take that very serious. And when there's some sort of situation in which things aren't fair or there is this sort of conspiracy, then that does have a big problem with that community.
To some extent, this has happened in MLB. Essentially, there are six baseball teams, or some number thereabout, and then there's this bunch of other minor league teams that they stomp on. And these teams have a whole bunch of money, these big teams. You know, the Boston Red Sox, mm-hmm. the Yankees, these teams sell out constantly. I remember having gone in the last few years before the Tampa Bay Devil Rays had their, had really done well in the last couple of years, but I was going there and we were paying $6, $8, $12 to get in for tickets. Now, I like a baseball game in real life. I don't want to watch that stuff on TV, but in real life, it's kind of neat to see. And, they can't keep the lights on for what they were. The place was vacant.
Toll free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line.
So they're getting money from the big teams and it's being spread out.
There's more coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Not one of the most important, I think, issues, but, you know, for some people it is.
Jax Dice.com.
Where you can buy, sell, or make a deal.
Jax JetsDice.com.
Turn into the House of Bob!
JetsDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JetsDice is...
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're in Australia and trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,654.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,695.65, $847.82 for a half ounce, or $423.91 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,695.65, $847.82, and $423.91.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable Wise Foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise Foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. That's SACL, CAI, toll free line. You can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you on our websites. Those features include listening options. We have different size streams for different internet connections. We've got broadband, midband, narrowband, different flavors for you there. All free at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, you'll learn about the over 100 great AM and FM radio stations that air the show throughout the week at various different times. In addition to that, our satellite listening choices, including XM Satellite Radio, where we are on two different channels, as well as the free-to-air KU band channel, plus webcam and listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way. All the details are at listen.freetalklive.com. Continuing with you and your phone calls here in a moment, just a little bit more on what Tommy had to say from Glasgow. He was calling to relate some frustration that he's been having over a football team, a soccer team, over there, the Glasgow Rangers, which apparently have gone into significant debt with a bank, and also apparently the government claims they owe him a bunch of tax money.
They're deeply in cahoots with the Freemasons, too.
Well, he brought that about out of left field. I certainly didn't know what to say about that. But then he suggested that people contact the government agency that regulates football over in
Government agency? Okay.
He did say it was a government agency.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, well, I don't think that's the right approach. If this is a really important issue to you, that is how a football team is behaving or a sports team is behaving, then you don't call the criminal gang. You just use the market to fix those problems.
Let other people know how.
Yeah,
you
talk
know.
About it and then encourage people, hey, you know, until these guys pay off their debts or do whatever, you know, change whatever policy we want them to change or whatever the issue is, I'm not going to go to your games anymore. I'm not going to watch them on TV. I'm not going to go, and I'm not going to patronize the advertisers.
Well, I think this is also an issue with the whole jingoism surrounding the sports teams or the nationalism or the tribalism, whatever you want to call it. The idea that people are so beholden to their local sports team that it represents them, and that if that team suffers in any fashion, that this person then experiences some emotional reaction to that or psychological reaction. And I think people need to reevaluate that relationship they have with those sports teams.
You feel badly when some millionaires lose a game that don't know you, don't care about you. I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't, but it does keep people pretty distracted from what I consider to be the real issues.
Other millionaires that claim to represent them that don't care about them know who they are.
Yeah, that is the government controlling other human beings and telling them how to live their lives and what to do and what not to do and threatening them with punishments if they do things that they're not supposed to or if they don't do things that they are supposed to, if they don't pay up what arbitrary amount of money they're demanding. Those are, to me, the real issues. And 855-450-FREE is the number, but you can bring up anything here. Kelvin is in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and JJ and Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Kelvin, what's on your mind?
Hey, I got two quickies and then one a little more detailed thing, if you would indulge me. I noticed that Scott the Bigot hasn't been on for a long time, and I'm wondering if you banned him or if he's just gotten tired of having to wait for...
Well, we certainly haven't banned anyone from calling this show, and so no, Scott the Bigot just has not called. Sometimes he'll do that. He'll drop away for a few months.
But you were keeping him waiting a long time for a while.
I was, yeah, as I'll do with any chronic caller who is trying to, you know, essentially call the show every night with the exact same topic. We've got to have a little bit more variety than that. And I want to give people who haven't been on the show or are on the show less often a chance to speak before I want to give Scott the Bigot a chance.
Excellent policy. Okay, and then you guys might know about how my particularly lame form of activism is at this point is trying to sort of do a stealth outreach by using terminology like government school versus public school, non-interventionist versus isolationist, and chemical weapons versus pepper spray. And I'd like to offer a new one that at the last Liberty Forum, a freedom-loving lady I met introduced me to, and she likes to use the term re-legalization versus legalization or decriminalization when referring to drugs. So, but I'd throw that one out there in case.
Yeah, that's a good one because drugs were at one time legal in this country.
We have actually done that on the show in the past, used the terms re-legalization.
That's a good one.
It's,
and I think that's interesting, you know, that words are very important, and so using words that are more accurate to what is actually going on that are more descriptive, I think that's a step in the right direction.
Well, I think with language follows ideas in your head. There's an easy way to correlate ideas with the words that describe them, and there's that certain reason why people don't like to use the term anarchist, because it's been demonized. It's been the idea has been tainted with violence and the bomb-throwing anarchists, so a lot of people will distance themselves from that word when, in fact, it doesn't have to mean that in your mind.
So. Or people use the term capitalist. I mean, there's lots of words that have been corrupted.
Exactly.
Exactly. So if we can take the backdoor route and stimulate some other directions for, you know, what is conjured up in the mind when they hear this terminology, then we're partially on the road to converting people a little bit.
Well, Kelvin, what else did you want to share tonight?
Yeah, you guys just mentioned a little while ago that Marv, the mobile activist, or an authority resistance vehicle.
That's right, mobile authority resistance vehicle, yes, sir.
Yes, is going up for sale, and I've been toying lately with, you know, I want to come to the Shire, and yet I'm going to have to be making payments on my house where I currently live, and I might be looking for some place cheap to live. And I started wondering, any idea what protections that are traditionally afforded to homeowners living in, like, conventional homes, how do those differ from what protection people living in RVs have? I mean, do you have the same,
The cops will attempt to act like they can search your home, if your home is an RV, anytime they want, whereas they generally won't act like they can just search your home.
But they shouldn't, because it is your, you know, castle doctrine or whatever, that is your home, and if you act like it's your home and you know what your rights are, then the cops should need a warrant in order to search
theoretically.
Your RV. So there is that, although I would point out that living in an RV in New Hampshire in the wintertime is not a good idea.
Yeah, it's just not going to be very warm.
No, it doesn't have the insulation.
No insulation.
Yeah, I'd be hoping to get out of there before it got really cold, but it seems like in the summer it might be doable. Anyway,
I know that, by the way, people who are interested can go to PeteEyre.com, P-E-T-E-E-Y-R-E, that's PeteEyre.com, and I believe it is /MARV, M-A-R-V, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle, to learn more about his MARV raffle. So it's technically not for sale as much as it is going to be a raffle, actually, for MARV, which is kind of an unusual way to sell something.
And it's possible like that the raffle is postponed for the moment.
Really?
Now, if you scroll down on that page, you'll see a big old image. Basically, they were going to use WePay as the method of collecting the raffle money, but they're going to have to look for an alternative.
He's looking for a new solution. So I guess if you have a solution as to how Pete Eyre can do this raffle with some online service provider.
Bitcoins.
That's a good idea. You can get in touch with Pete over at PeteEyre.com. And Kelvin, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are, of course, invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, woman strips down at a TSA checkpoint. Free Talk Live.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom, GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net. Or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. 2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
On our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. We've got a lot of them, and they include our archives going all the way back to late 2006, all free for you over at freetalklive.com. Head over and get interactive there. And coming up, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening June 18th through the 24th, and it is an absolute blast. The event keeps getting better year after year. JJ's going to be handling the musical performances.
Yeah, we actually got that solidified, so Rebel Link's coming back. It'll be a great show. It's going to be a great concert night. We got some new acts. And
just going to be one night, or are there going to be events throughout the week?
No, there might be a theatrical performance on Tuesday, but for music, it's just one concentrated night.
Mm-hmm.
To focus all the eggs in one basket and hopefully get a really good turnout and show a good showing of audience and spectators.
Cool. And that's going to be happening at the pavilion. And
that'll be Thursday night in the pavilion.
In the Shire Society Pavilion, as it will be called. And so it's going to be a great time. Not only is there going to be music, but there are going to be panel discussions and speeches and family activities and
lots
parties and all kinds of live baiting. And I believe the gay dance party is back this time. The boys from Flaming Freedom are going to be putting it on instead of Buzz. Unfortunately, Buzz couldn't make it to Porkfest this year due to some personal issues. But the gay dance party tradition will continue, and there'll be a new spin put on it this year.
Yeah, it's definitely, since Buzz started that 2 years ago, the gay dance party is definitely one of the crown jewels of the experience.
Yeah. It was pretty epic last
year. Last year was just out of hand.
The gays are truly outnumbered by heterosexual
people. Okay, all you listeners, you want to see Ian act a fool, you got to come to the gay dance party.
Oh, it was great. Yeah, I had my silly gay hat on and all manner of gay clothing.
I think you were dancing up on top of
paid to dance too. It was great.
Wow.
Yeah.
Market response, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So come to Porkfest.
People pay to watch people make fools of themselves
Porkfest
all the time.
Porkfest is great. PORCFEST.com.
Maybe some people wanted to see Ian take the clothes off, man.
Yeah, but they weren't
paying
for that.
They have to pay a lot more for that one.
Well, there's starts somewhere.
There's a lot of cameras around. 855-453, the toll-free number here. So, again, porkfest.com is where you can go to learn more about it. And, again, if the gay dance party isn't the thing for you, that's only one of many activities that are going on throughout the campsite. So, as I mentioned, lots of family activities were going on. Mark, what are some of the highlights you recall from last year?
Well, you know, my son was rather young, so there was a lot of watercolor painting and little games and things like that. I mean, he was
and other young
three.
Kids.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of them. As the kids get older, the games get more complex. The teenagers basically are entertaining themselves with games like Zombies versus Humans, and
right.
You know, these are squirt gun games, and all ages seem to be having a great time and oblivious to everything else that's going on around them.
Yeah, this year is much more family friendly. Last year was family friendly, but this year more so. They have the bingo hall is now devoted to a family and kid orientated.
It pretty much was the last.
It was used for the bingo hall wasn't it? It was used for speakers.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
And it was the registration desk in there.
I was thinking the arcade.
But yes, it's going to be just typical, just all family stuff up there. So.
And Free Talk Live, it will be broadcasting live, and so you'll be able to observe that if you would like. We'll be there in the TV room, as we always are, and we're going to be doing it every night of the year this year, as we did last year. We used to just do the weekend, expanded out last year to every single night of Porkfest. It's a week-long event, and it's fun in the woods with hundreds of other like-minded, liberty-oriented people. If you're considering joining the Free State Project or a move up to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project or Shire Society, this is the place to go. This is the place to meet many of the people you hear about on this radio program, many of the people you actually hear from, someone like Dave Ridley, for instance, from RidleyReport.com, he's likely going to be there. I mean, all kinds of interesting folks are going to be around, and it's a blast. And people are already putting together carpools, so like caravans coming from across the country, people from California going to be caravanning over, and others like on the path will be joining them. These sorts of things are being planned as we speak, and of course there's details on that stuff all through the website at porkfest.com, I believe, porkfest.com. Get registered now while you can still get the early bird discount, which I believe is the low price of $30. Now, of course, you have to pay for a campsite and that sort of thing. But to actually attend Porkfest, not very expensive. porkfest.com. Steve is in Holland, Michigan. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey, this is Stephen McAllister here, and just wanted to ask you guys, are pretty familiar with the delegate count and how that whole process works, right?
I really don't know much about it, but Mark might be a little more knowledgeable than.
Paid a little bit of attention, but it's different in every state, so it's very, very complicated. If you have any questions, I don't know how I'm going to do.
Yeah, I still don't quite get it, but.
Well, as far as I was led to understand, is that delegates are selected after they've voted, and then anybody can become a delegate. But that doesn't mean that you have to vote as the primary took place or whatnot.
Depends
on
the state.
In some places you do.
It's whether you're a bound delegate or unbound delegate.
But I think he's talking about the kind of delegates who can do whatever they want. I mean, the places that they're sworn or bound, yes, that there's not a whole lot going on. But the Ron Paul strategy that I think you're referring to as far as his delegate strategy has more to do with, from what I've heard, individuals staying at the primary or caucus after it's done and then getting voted to be a delegate for, say, Santorum while being a Ron Paul supporter, who would then go and vote in their county or their state convention.
Right.
As a Ron Paul supporter.
I was watching something about the Santorum delegates now, like what happens to them since he's pulled out of the race, as has been being said on online.
Suspended his campaign, I believe, is the terminology.
Yeah, it's more fun to say the Santorum pulled out, though, right?
Yeah.
So, anyway, the idea is what happens to the Santorum delegates? Well, if they are bound, they still have to vote for Santorum in the first round of voting. After the first round of voting at the National Convention, then they are, once that first round's done, if there's no winner of the first round, then they are at that point unbound. So everyone that's currently bound would be unbound in the second round of voting and could vote for whomever they like. Does that in any way address your question?
Well, there are still, as of right now, quite a bit of unbound delegates, aren't there, for the first round of voting?
So some states are unbound.
There are. I mean, if you take Romney's delegates and you take... If you take Romney's delegates and you take the sort of delegates that are reserved, I think they call the super delegates that are reserved by the Republican establishment, you have over the amount of vote, delegates needed for Romney to win.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
because the whole thing right now is how the mainstream media is pretty much misrepresenting. They're pretty much just guessing as to who has how many delegates.
Yeah,
what I don't get is why they're not just honest right from the get-go and say, you know, such and such has this many bound delegates. And
good question. You know, it's you know, because there seems to be a conspiracy against Ron Paul. I mean, they just don't want to talk about Ron Paul. And anytime they, you know, anytime they're saying so-and-so has this many delegates, they want to exclude Ron Paul from that conversation.
Right.
So let's just focus on Mitt Romney.
Well, he has the least of the delegates, according to most of their numbers, and as far as wins go and things like that.
Yeah, because you would think that because by the time the convention rolls around, you know, they're going to have to admit that Paul has many more delegates than they had previously admitted to.
They will, so unless Romney is the winner, in which case, well, they would have to admit it only if Romney wasn't the winner of the first round. I mean,
yeah,
if Romney wins the first round of voting at the convention, they're just going to say, da-da-da, Romney's the winner, look at here, here's his total delegate count, and then there were some other guys in the race.
Right.
And then let's go to a break for commercial. Thanks, Steve, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But yeah, they don't want to be honest about Ron Paul. They don't want to tell people how things are really working. They have a particular narrative that they decided on for this particular contest,
yeah.
And they're going to stick to it.
Yeah, and they definitely want this to be over. They want Romney to be the guy, and they want it all to be decided so that Ron Paul can just drift away into the fade.
They're already
of
acting like it. You've, yeah. There was that Fox News piece, and it's not the only one, where they were saying, looks like Ron Paul's winding down his campaign, when at the same time Ron Paul, like the night before, was talking to 10,000 people at a stadium in California somewhere.
Right.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It ain't over yet for Ron Paul, that's for sure. It's Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number here, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you have there that await you. FreeTalkLive.com. Here tonight it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark. And if you want, you can support the show. You can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is that you can send us $3 a month via any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard right on our website. And that $3 a month is invested into the program and helps us go to radio conventions, helps us reach out to new radio stations, bring them on board with this this program. And also helps us reach out to internet listeners and bring more internet listeners on as well. So you can help us with that and get perks like access to the AMP only call in lines, AMP only podcast, forum, and more. Get the details, get signed up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's AMP as in advertise, market, and promote. amp.freetalklive.com. We had a call earlier about a particular Daily Show segment that I was that I spotted earlier on Facebook, and credit to Danny LaDonne, the producer of the Columbine movie about that. Playing Columbine is the name of it. And he posted this, and it's absolutely brilliant. So I wanted to share it with you, especially since a gentleman called earlier about it. It's about a law in Oklahoma that was proposed to basically outlaw masturbation by males. Here we go. It's from The Daily Show with Jon Stewart.
Personhood. It's a fiercely debated movement that redefines the beginning of life. But in Oklahoma, they've settled the debate.
The Oklahoma State Senate voted to establish that life begins at the moment of conception. The so-called personhood bill would give embryos and fetuses all the rights and immunities of other citizens.
Yet some think personhood doesn't go far enough, like State Senator Constance Johnson.
I put forth an amendment that outlaws the depositing of sperm anywhere other than in a woman's vagina.
Why?
If we're talking about protecting life, then let's talk about life at its very basic beginning.
But even pro-life advocates like state senator and personhood supporter Ralph Shorty think Johnson's amendment is an overreach.
I think the Johnson Amendment is an egregious attack on personal liberties from the government. And quite frankly, it's embarrassing that this was even brought up because it's just it's a ridiculous notion.
And you're not going to believe this pro-life state senator's reasoning.
One, it would be a huge... free choice issue. Basically, the government is telling a man what he can and cannot do with his body.
Okay.
I mean, how much more transparent and just pathetic can somebody
how
be?
How ironic that that's his answer.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've got to say that I think that women have the right to choose what they can do with their body, but I don't think that I get to choose what I do with my body to the detriment of someone else's life.
You might say that, but this guy probably doesn't agree with that. He doesn't think women should be able to do what they want with their body.
I think that that would be exactly the stand of somebody who's pro-life, is that they believe that somebody's life trumps somebody's choice with
their body.
That's going
to be his stand, but as I think this gentleman here, Al Madrigal, points out brilliantly here, it's absolutely absurd, his position. We'll get to that. I'll point it out when he does that here in a moment.
There's not another individual that knows what's better for you than you.
And who are women to think that they can control our bodies?
Right. Just like who is a man to think they can control a woman's body? Well, I don't. You know, that's the. It's not about the government trying to control a woman's body. It's about protecting life. When you have
that's
life
exactly
inside your
said.
Body. It should be the government's place to protect that life, even if it does infringe on your liberties.
But Senator Johnson's view of when life begins is earlier than yours. I mean, shouldn't we play it safe?
No, I don't think it's necessary. A single sperm cell, you know, on its own cannot create life.
That's great.
So you're all about
protecting... Wait a minute. I think that's what the point is being made here, is that the idea that a sperm cell isn't life, but a sperm coming together with an egg is life. I mean, the sperm is alive, right? I mean, it's moving around. It's swimming. It's doing something.
If you leave a sperm alone, it doesn't create life. If you leave alone a zygote, it does.
Right, so
seems pretty clear to me.
So it's and he makes this point here in a moment. But before the egg is fertilized, there's no life going on. But in that one moment, then all of a sudden, it's
not human life.
Then all of a sudden, the government can get involved. Right?
It's not human life, isn't the government? Isn't the basic role of government to protect life, liberty, and property?
Well, the basic role of government is to oppress people. Clearly,
the product and not the ingredients.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So this
you just said you want to outlaw the product and not the the ingredients here. Here we go.
Isn't a person, but this, wait for it, not a person, not a person, not a person, not a person, person.
And brilliantly, he's showing a microscopic view of an egg and the sperm around it, and then, you know, not a person, not a person, the sperm going and going, and then enters the egg, all of a sudden it's a person. I mean, that's the absurdity of what we're talking about.
I don't
think
that that's absurd.
Yeah, it is absurd. That's not a person. That's... You know, as you said,
it's a human life.
It's something that at some point will become a person.
It's a human life. I don't think the government has any role.
It's a human life. It's not a human. It's just an egg
kind
that's been fertilized. It's not. It's hardly anything.
Hardly anything, but it is something.
Well,
I mean,
speaking
as the most highly evolved human on the planet, think the rest of you are lesser than I. So I should then be able to say that all of your lives, that I can end them anytime I want. If you are as a greater life saying that this is a lesser life.
I don't know. I think it's, right now it's just cell. It's a cell. The egg is a cell and there's another
cell.
You're
just a collection of them.
Right, I understand what you're saying.
The components of your body are only worth $2.50.
But,
well, inflation
between
is
this
let's give you five
and
bucks.
Birth, there could be a lot of things that go wrong. It could be twins. It could be two lives. It could be three. It could be four. Who knows what's going to happen? Or it could be none. It could just be an egg that it doesn't work. It's a dud.
Absolutely. Let me continue with the audio here.
And if State Senator Johnson's amendment passes, the consequences will be dire for men's health.
You know, if a woman wasn't involved and you were doing something on your own, it would still be a crime.
Like what?
Taking care of yourself.
I still don't follow.
The man couldn't even masturbate.
What? Really?
That's what her intention is.
You can't take this away from me. I'm on the road constantly.
That is not my problem.
Are you asking me to cheat on my wife?
This bill would require that you take her with you.
And nobody wants that.
If killing a zygote is murder, wasting semen should be murder.
Can I be tried for past crimes? Because I gotta tell you, I'm like sperm Hitler.
And I hope now you feel to some extent what the women in Oklahoma are feeling about the personhood bill.
Women
She's trying to make a point, and I think she's done a good job. You don't agree, but that's you're intolerant.
I think she's done a good job.
What am I intolerant of?
Well, hold on. She's done a good job of highlighting the absurdity of involving government in this situation, period. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I would concur that the government has done a poor job in fixing the...
You just said you think they should protect life, and you're agreeing to do a poor job.
No, I did not say that. Why don't you go back and roll tape? Since you love to quote
me... You said, isn't that the purpose of government to protect life?
I said that the basic role of government that is to protect life, liberty, and property, or they claim, or whatever it is. I did not.
Forget about women. Let's talk about the real victims of her draconian legislation.
Now he's in.
I tried to break it to them gently. So, what's up?
He's got.
I don't know.
Five teenagers there.
How do I say this? Senator Johnson in Oklahoma is going to make it illegal to do the one thing teenage boys have always been able to count on. You understand?
No.
What are you talking about? You guys are familiar with the birds and the bees, right? Let's take the birds out of the equation and just talk about what happens when the bees are by themselves and they have a solid internet connection. Huh?
Right.
Are you talking about
No, I'm not talking about I'm talking about freedom.
How are they going to know, when...
That's a good question.
We're,
doing what he said?
Doing what he said, yeah.
They know. Trust me. Government is everywhere.
Oh, that's...
And her amendment will cause male reproductive choice to be a thing of the past. How much time is left?
Well, let me ease your mind. It did not pass.
Oh, thank God. Where's your bathroom?
It's right down the hall.
So you're claiming conception is arbitrary when the sperm meets the zygote. But when does a person, begin to be a human? In human life, in your opinion?
I don't have an answer.
I always use the terminology human life.
I don't have an answer for you, but I know it's not then.
Well, okay. Well, that's really great and not arbitrary at all. Like you claim that it was arbitrary, and now you don't.
It won't even
be arbitrary.
That's because I'm not going to fall into that trap. I mean, I'm not going to say I know when human life begins. I'm not going to make that absolute statement.
And I think that it's completely unfair that women get to make a choice up to 4 or 5 months after the moment of ejaculation, whereas men's choice ends at that moment. I mean, isn't the government supposed to be fair?
Well, it's their body, Mark, not yours. You don't get to choose for their body. They do. Anyway, out of time for tonight. See you tomorrow online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And there's a few seconds left of that you can find at the Daily Show's website called Bro Choice.
I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.